anything for the good of the order? Mr. Blank, you have anything to fuss, cuss, or discuss?
Just the agenda for next Thursday. There's two applications. I can't discuss the application, but there are two applications. One seems to be pretty simple, just a change of use.
Okay.
Of an existing conditional use. And the other two, I've got a large packet of letters on the second and third one, which are the things like.
Do you want to change the order?
No, the order's fine if we leave it the way it is.
Oh, okay.
Crispin should be first before Banning.
Okay.
We're going to be here for a while, so.
There's books here for.
This is for next Thursday night?
Yeah.
Well, you know, just don't anyone make any plans before 8:00 Friday morning, I guess.
Mr. Lang, do you get a sense that the Banning applicant will request to be the two public hearings?
Yeah, their booklet's even prepared that way.
They're going to buy it.
If you note on the booklet, it says preliminary site plan for change of zone and conditional use. One doesn't work, the other doesn't work either.
And perhaps for my convenience, Mr. Lang, since this is in my area, it would be possible for me to get a copy of those letters beforehand.
So they come in every couple of minutes on email.
Does that mean you're going to be here for a change, Mr. Johnson?
I was going to say, Mr. Johnson, are you planning to attend the public hearing?
Actually, I thought I'd come to this one, skip the one in September.
Yeah, you should be so lucky.
There's a couple of interesting letters.
Okay, anything else for good of the order, gentlemen? Hold on. Gentlemen, hold. Yes, sir.
Considering the delay for, like, the fellow from the towing thing, 18 months or whatever, is there any way to advance that?
There is, but he has to ask for it. He has to solicit his county councilman, and if the county council directs us to expedite it, it will be expedited.
And how about the delay just in an aggregate sense as far as?
Is there anything we can do about it? Outside of having more meetings, probably.
I mean, the number that we have, the number's going to change quick once we get to that certain point. It's going to jump the amount of time. Council asked us to hold, to do special meetings several months ago. Commission pretty well said we didn't want any special meetings during summer months because we have three enough of sorts. What we've been trying to do, Shane and I look at it, if we get some like one or two lot subdivisions that are in the packet, the list, we just add them at another hearing if we have a mild meeting. But when the council expedited the Arbor de Cottondale, the LT Associates, the Bariglios, there's several of them that were expedited. It impacted how many cases we can have, so we actually backed up a little bit because of it. So once we get past these, I don't think there are any real big controversial items that we should be able to move on by either adding an extra meeting each meeting or else we're going to have to add a meeting. The difficulty is the only month left to be October. So then November is like a nightmare trying to even schedule because of holidays all over the place. December is the same way.
You know, another possibility that had crossed my mind would be is if we did like a doubleheader. We did a Thursday afternoon did three or four and then recessed or had another meeting, you know, just another meeting, but took an hour or so off in the middle where you could at least, you know.
Well, the bet that if you watch the councils, they start at 3:00, do the regular business. They start at 6:00 with public hearings. Sometimes right. They run the first one past 6:00.
I know.
There isn't any time in between. So you got to be really careful of trying to do it that way.
I know. I'm just trying to think.
It doesn't work well with council.
Are you talking about doing it on a Thursday or a Wednesday?
Well, I could do either one.
And the other difficulty that I see is that if you schedule a different time, it's going to confuse either your applicants aren't going to pay attention, the attorneys won't pay attention, or the opposition won't pay attention, and half of them will show up.
Yeah. I'm just trying. Mr.
Robertson has cautioned us about that.
I'm just trying to find a way to do four meetings with.
That's one of our dilemmas there.
Yeah. To do the fourth meeting.
And actually, I forgot to try to schedule one for September, because I would have. But Labor Day is thrown in there, too, so. That was kind of, I didn't know where to add one in there. I forgot it.
Well, let's look around for October.
We're going to try to do one in October, and if nothing else, we can just move some things around and try to get a couple couple extra ones in there was what appear to be mild.
Yeah, I know, and I know that can backfire too.
But they backfired too, because that one night last year, we had 20, 30 lots in a subdivision with nobody objecting, and we came up with one lot with a 50-foot right-of-way, and they were here for an hour.
It's longer than an hour.
So you never know what they're going to do.
I know. Well,
we're taking chances when we do sketches.
Do the best we can, and we did, you know, we did tell council we would try to do something. So
I understand. And then if you look at this agenda for next week, we've got a mild one and then two controversial ones that are together. Mm-hmm. The following meeting, we've got LT Associates with another one that should be, but we got two out of the way.
What day is it? September on going away?
Probably September 10th, I think.
I thought so.
We're going to bring you home for that. You're not getting out of it that easy. Anything else for good of the order?
No.
Okay.